Introducing the all-new Lexus RX 350L, designed for room. Room for a power-folding third row. Room for up to seven. And room for the unexpected. The three-row RXL. It's the RX with room for more. Click the banner to experience the RXL and RXL Hybrid. See your Austin or Lakeway Lexus dealer.
RX 450HL arriving spring 2018.
Just again, can't imagine a better way to bring in these shows other than Ashley Simpson's iconic LOLOLOVE.
Iconic might be a strong word.
Was iconic a little over exaggerated?
I'm not sure anything brought to us by the Simpson family could be listed
All
as
right,
iconic.
That's fair. But the reason we're playing that is because we're getting close actually to the series ending shows on Love Talk, which
Love
is
Talk.
LOVE. And the last time we were with you, you discovered the role of employee and how that may be, honestly, the most important role we learn when it comes to conflict resolution. On today's show, you're going to learn how to be a great customer. You'll want to listen today. And here's why. Because as you learn to become a great customer, we're going to share with you the most important things that you can learn on how to share what matters to you most in a way that your spouse or significant other actually not just receives, but responds positively to.
Instead of just like emotional vomit.
Exactly.
On someone.
Where then they tend to emotionally vomit back on you.
Right.
And I'm kind of one of those guys, like if you ever smell vomit or hear vomit, I'm going to vomit with you.
Yeah.
That's conflict.
You're going to get this whole Goonies thing in the balcony.
Well, that is conflict, bro. Because when you respond poorly, or if you share the things that really matter to you in a negative way, mm-hmm. you're going to get bad stuff back. Yep. And so today is all about teaching you how to be a great customer. Welcome to Smalley Marriage Radio. I am one of your hosts, Michael Smalley, along with co-host
Seth Johnson.
And we are bringing to you the most important information for your relationships. That's the first time I've ever used that line.
No, that's great.
I kind of liked it. I might have to like add that to our notes.
Right.
So here's the deal. Before we get going too far, I just want to remind all the listeners here in the Houston area that on February 26th, my father, Dr. Gary Smalley, that's right, you heard it right, Dr. Gary Smalley and myself, with an intimate group of only 25 couples, so we're not going to let any more than 25 couples come to this event, February 26th, up in the Woodlands, we are going to teach Love Talk. And so you can come, you can learn it, you can apply it, and then my father and I are going to literally walk around the room, and we're going to help you make sure that you understand how to resolve conflict.
It's going to be a good training session.
It really is. So that's up in the Woodlands on February 26th. You can check out more information on this event at smalleyinstitute.com, or you can always call us at 888-565-6462. But if you can't make the event, you can always become a member at smalleyinstitute.com. Just click on Become a Member, brother, and you've got access to all of our videos.
A plethora of videos.
Dude, literally dozens of hours of video.
Literally.
Yeah. My dad's most famous relationship video series of all time is called Keys to Loving Relationships. Mm-hmm. It's on there.
Oh.
Yeah. Along with some of my wife and I's stuff.
Sounds like
it's
a good deal.
Pretty incredible. So here's the deal. We're teaching you Love Talk, which is sort of the central skill that we teach couples when they come to a Smalley Reignite Marriage Intensive. Mm-hmm. And this is a highly successful program, by the way. 99% of people who go through the Reignite program would recommend it to another couple in need or a hurting couple. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and for those who don't realize, like, that's a really high number.
Dude, in the last 7 years, we've had one person say they wouldn't recommend it.
Wow.
This thing works. And the reason it works is Love Talk. People, man, they will go for years in counseling. Mm-hmm. They'll never learn Love Talk. And then they come to us at our Smalley Reignite Marriage Intensive, and they're like, what?
Bam.
It just, the light bulb goes on, and they're like, oh my. And we finally teach them a way that they can resolve conflict. So we're nearing the end of this series on Love Talk, and we're talking about the role of customers. So if you're joining us for the first time and you have no idea what we're talking about, in essence, if you're going to have a healthy conversation when you're upset, right? So either it's a difference of opinion or you've really hurt each other's feelings, offended each other. My wife and I do this on a consistent basis. You apparently never do it.
No.
And I hate you for it, Seth.
We do it. It just doesn't result in yelling and screaming.
Nobody likes a liar.
Fair enough.
Okay. So what you're learning, okay, is that you need structure. We talked about structure. Yep. We on one of the episodes, we gave you the most powerful word picture because Love Talk is identical to the process that you go through when you go through like a Chick-fil-A drive-thru. That's what you're trying to replicate at home when you're using Love Talk. Therefore, that's why we have the role of employee and now the role of customer.
Yeah.
So if you're going to resolve conflict, somebody needs to be the employee where your only job out of love, which is listen, own, validate, and express, your only job is to listen and validate when you're the employee.
Yeah.
Well, now we're talking about the customer. And when you're a customer, the only job you have in the world is to own and express, which is the O and the E in love. Now, here's how you can share your most important feelings and needs, because that's really what it's about. You know why most couples, we talked about this in the timeout episode. So a lot of couples derail in conflict because they stay engaged in the heat of the moment, right?
Right.
Well, here's another reason couples derail.
Okay.
Is they don't have a clue on how to share what really matters.
What do you mean?
Well, if you're in a conflict with somebody, are you in a conflict over the facts or over the feelings?
Mm.
Oh, the great and wise, calm Seth.
That was a little dumbfounded.
What are you really fighting about? Are you fighting over facts or are you fighting over feelings?
Feelings.
Oh, he gets it right.
Thank you.
Well done. But what do most couples spend time debating?
The facts.
And I'm telling you, and I know you're listening, especially if you're of a certain type of personality, which we're going to cover on Smalley Marriage Radio in future shows. If you're a certain type of personality, that beaver, right, the type that's organized and detailed, you think the world revolves around facts and it doesn't. Because even as Jesus said, what's the most important thing on earth? To love God and love others, right? So the most important thing in life is our relationships, our relationship with God and our relationship with others. And so what happens, though, especially when you've been offended or hurt, if you've taken a timeout, when you come out of the timeout, that's the time now that you're going to love talk. Somebody's going to be the employee. Now somebody gets to be the customer. When you're a customer, all you're going to do is own and express. The reason we start with own, and what I mean by own is really take personal responsibility for whatever's going on. So, for example, you're not going to be understood and validated and listened to if you go into a conversation blaming everybody. So if you're pointing the finger, and I'm pointing the finger right now at Mr. Seth, how does that make you feel?
I don't like it.
I'm doing two fingers now.
It's very accusing.
It is, right? I mean, does that set you up to like respond well to me?
No.
No, it annoys you and it puts you on the
defense. Makes me want to punch you.
Okay, don't punch me. We are on radio and, you know, they have rules against those kinds of things. But when you're pointing the finger at someone, it sets them up to be defensive. And so what we encourage people to do through Love Talk is you start off when you need to share the things that matter most to you. Start off by owning, going, listen, I get that I probably overreacted earlier today, or I get that I've maybe, when you take ownership in this conversation and that's the first thing out of your mouth, what that does is it sets the other person to relax.
Yeah.
Right? So like Seth, I could come to you and go, dude, you're like totally out of control. How are you going to respond to that?
I will disagree immediately.
Oh, you're going to immediately give me all the reasons why you're not out of control.
I'll justify it.
Yeah. Now, what if I start the conversation going, hey, Seth, man, I just want you to know, I don't think that I have done a great job of really listening to you.
I probably agree.
Yeah. You're like, hey, you know, every once in a while you could make me sound good.
Oh, you sound lovely.
Would that just kill you?
You have a face for radio.
But do you get what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I've opened your heart because you're like, oh, well, yeah, right. He just talked about his own problem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now everyone can relax. And then the next statement has to be, hey, would you be open to... And so when we start sharing our feelings and needs in an owning kind of way, that's when we get the best expression. And that's the express part is when I go to share in the context of conflict, I have to stick to me. So it's I felt this. And by the way, go to smalleyinstitute.com. You can click on free stuff. And we have a list of feeling words that you can download. Those are the things you want to share. I felt rejected. I felt disconnected. I feel lonely. I feel unimportant. I feel controlled. I feel like a failure. I start with that, and then I can go to my needs. Hey, listen, I have a need to spend more time together. I have a need. When I stick with me, then people are open to hearing it. So let me make sure that I've explained this in a way that makes sense. So Seth, if you wouldn't mind, this is a little segment that we call, why don't you make big words into small words?
Yeah, so just to surmise between the customer role, it just expressing well is really what you're doing, and you are taking personal responsibility. So you're taking that weight of things that are happening, and you're owning it, right? So that diffuses already and brings down barriers and guards of the employee, and then also you're sticking to the I kind of words and statements when you're expressing and. You're saying me, 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 and you're not doing the accusatory you thing. And so this
which makes everybody defensive.
Right, exactly. No finger pointing.
And so when you can have a conversation where you follow those rules for the customer, now you've set the conflict or that conversation up to actually experience win-win solutions, which, by the way, that's what's coming up next on Smalley Marriage Radio. You're going to want to stay tuned. Because how would it make you feel if you could land on a win-win solution every single time you have a conflict with each other? You're going to learn the skill, and it is a skill of win-win solutions, next time on Smalley Marriage Radio. So don't forget, you can always become a member at smalleyinstitute.com. We've got hours of video of our best series and my father's just waiting to show you the way. And if you're here in Houston, join us February 26th. For the Reignite Couples Workshop with Dr. Gary Smalley and myself. You've been listening to Smalley Marriage Radio. We are brought to you by the Smalley Institute. If your marriage is on life support, reignite your relationship in just 2 days. You can find out more online at smalleyinstitute.com, or you can call us Monday through Friday at 888-565-6462.
Introducing the all-new Lexus RX 350L, designed for room. Room for a power-folding third row. Room for up to seven. And room for the unexpected. The three-row RXL. It's the RX with room for more. Click the banner to experience the RXL and RXL Hybrid. See your Austin or Lakeway Lexus dealer.
RX 450HL arriving spring 2018.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.